vulnerable experience, but I think the fact that we've been friends for so long, I think being able to like expose that vulnerability to someone else, it could be really giving.
Hi everyone.
My name is Priya.
And my name is Prerna. We're two juniors in college who have known each other for, well, a very long time. And you're listening to the Bestie Book Talks podcast. So, to start off our conversation today, let's talk about our individual reading journeys.
I used to love reading when I was a little kid. My mom would always say that I would read a book a day and I wouldn't put the book down until I was done with it. But in high school, when Netflix started being all the rage, those books ended up in the back of my bookshelf and I didn't really pick up reading again. I read maybe a book a year, if that. And it would probably have been for school. I just wouldn't actually engage myself enough to read them, if that makes sense. I would maybe skim through the pages last minute because I put it off so long and try to come up with something to write about for it. But a lot of the times when I did find myself having enough time to read the book, I would get interested and I would get engaged in it, but I wouldn't continue doing that. Around the summer of the pandemic, Brenna suggested to read a book with her. And we started a book club, and from there, it kind of just prompted my want to read more.
For me, I really began to love reading when I was 10 years old. I saw the Harry Potter series on my cousin's bookshelf, and she was shocked that I had never read them. She was 20 at the time, and she wanted me to love reading so much that she read the first 30 pages of Harry Potter out loud to me. After that day, I was hooked and brought books everywhere with me. Now I'm 20, the age she was when she inspired me to read, and I kind of hope I can be that source of inspiration for other people too, which is one of the reasons I wanted to be in this book club with you. Can you talk a little bit about the differences you noticed between watching Netflix and reading a book?
I think up until some point, constantly watching shows all day because I had all the time to, it just got to a point where I wasn't really taking in anything from the shows. I wasn't really learning anything about like the characters or about the plot. It got really old. So when I started reading, I found myself having to get more engaged with the actual story. And I think that really helped. I was just aimlessly scrolling, aimlessly watching. So I think reading was a little more grounding in a way because it was me like flipping pages, me trying to take in words and like my brain processing them rather than something just being presented to me. The act of reading, just me being engaged in it, it's been a lot more helpful to me to get myself off my phone.
Yeah, I had a similar experience with the first lockdown for COVID-19. I read significantly more books this year because of being at home and wanting to reduce my screen time. Something I want to address is the privilege of being at home. My parents aren't essential workers and very fortunately didn't lose their jobs because of COVID-19. And of course, I'm so grateful for that. I think wanting to read can sometimes require a sort of mental space that, understandably, certain affected people may not have right now. But for the people that are reading, current events have affected what they're choosing to read. Has anything that happened in 2020 had an effect on the books you read?
Well, I think a lot of the books that I do read are very escapist in nature because I would say I'm nosy in a way. So I like to learn about these characters and the stories that they're going through. It does kind of help me disconnect from the realities of the world, but I'm in a place of privilege that I can disconnect from the realities of the world because I don't have to deal with them firsthand. So I think it's definitely a privilege for me to be able to open a book and read about how to be anti-racist rather than to experience racism first and foremost and learn anti-racism through my own personal experiences.
So books about racism have been flying off the shelves this year. One book that we read that falls in that category was Such a Fun Age by Kylie Reed. But I didn't choose it with the intention of learning about racism in mind, actually. It was more because I love to read stories about other people's personal experiences, sometimes to relate and sometimes to just learn about people who are different from me. I really enjoyed reading this book because the main character, Amira, her story is very accurate to how racism is right now. The characters tread the very real intersection of performative wokeness, microaggressions, and racism, which is prevalent in our digital age. I remember you said you liked it because you had never read about racism presented that way.
It's something that you might not even think of as being racist or a race issue unless you were the one who's experienced it. One of the main characters, Alix, has like that white savior complex, and it's really interesting seeing her go through that because I kind of recognize some things of myself in her. Oh, okay, like I'm making fun of her and like I'm realizing what she's doing wrong, but like it kind of led me to like reflect on myself.
Yeah, it's definitely trippy seeing yourself as two South Asian Americans in the shoes of both the black and the white character. Going back to feeling unengaged with the TV shows we were watching, one of the reasons I can appreciate books is because I have been able to find more experientially diverse stories on pages than on TV. And that's been a theme in our book club picks, with authors like Kylie Reed, Celeste Ang, and Mohsen Hamid. So now that we've read not one, but three, going on four books together, what was your experience like reading in a book club?
I really like being able to engage with someone about what I'm reading. Being able to have someone that you can bounce off ideas with is really cool because we disagreed with the ending of
Everything I Never Told You.
And we disagreed with the parts that we liked and disliked, but we also like had very similar ideas, and I thought that was cool. Every time you read a book, everyone's reading it differently, I feel like. Reading is a really vulnerable experience, so it could get really personal where you might not want to share something in a book club, but I think the fact that this is a small book club and we've been friends for so long, because you're learning a lot about not just the story, but the story through your lens, the story through their lens, it's really cool.
Now I'm wondering, if I wasn't reading it with you, someone so close to me, would I have felt okay with talking about such serious and personal topics, such as suicide, racism, and feeling like an outsider? You know what's so great about this book club? In the beginning, I was choosing the books we'd be reading, but now you're the one recommending books to me. And I think that's the whole point of this, to take a more active role in the media we're consuming, to be more satisfied and connect with each other despite living through a pandemic. Special thanks to my brother Prerit for helping me bring this podcast come to life through the score, and to my friend Priya for agreeing to be in this book club with me. Thanks for listening to the Bestie Book Talks podcast.